investors. Philippe Brown is the founder and chief visionary officer of Brown & Hudson, a London-based bespoke travel company serving some of the world's most demanding clients since 2007. We'll get to bespoke in a minute. Before discovering travel, he worked in advertising in London and Paris, fueling his creativity and conceptual thinking. A travel sabbatical, however, ultimately turned into his new career, and today the Brown & Hudson team build customized travel experiences that focus more on the why of travel than the where.
Philippe Brown, welcome to Rudy Max's World with Robert and Mary Carey. Thanks for being with us today.
It's a great pleasure. Lovely to meet you both.
So, Philippe, before we get into the details of A Journey with No Destination, one of your most recent very intriguing programs, we'd like to ask you your opinion on what you think travelers are seeking today and some of the trends that have led you to develop some of your concepts in your business.
Increasingly, people are looking for experiences. That's the first point. Experiences are effectively activities, encounters, meetings, things that are going to change them in a profound way. In the past, people might have traveled to see a place and to tick things off a list, or maybe stay at a particular hotel. That's happened, and a lot of people have already done that, and now they're looking for more from travel, so they're seeking experiences. Another trend is to have experiences tailored specifically for them. People aren't interested in what everyone else does. Nowadays, because there's so much information on the net, on the web, they want to bring it back to their story and to their particular experiences. So with all that information out there, people want to bring it back to their particular story, see the world through their lens.
Well, you know, and that kind of fits well. You position your company as a bespoke travel company. And
exactly.
You know, let's address bespoke, because clearly it's not a typical term used by most travel companies, but it does fit nicely for the boutique, the upscale custom operators like Brown & Hudson. Explain why it fits, Philippe.
It fits for Brown & Hudson in particular because we are true to the original sense of the word. A bespoke tailor on Savile Row in Mayfair would be someone who might have had a long-standing relationship with a customer's family. They might know subtle details in fitting someone's suit. For example, someone has stopped smoking, and thus they're going to put on a little bit of weight. They might know details about that person's subtleties that aren't obvious, but that inform the tailoring of the suit. And we have a very similar relationship with our clients. The process that we go through means that we learn a great deal about them when we're planning the trip. We learn even more when they're traveling, and even more once they've returned and they tell us how things went. And so in that respect, we dig into incredible detail both with our clients and then with their experience in country. And so if someone says to us, you know what, I'm on the board of X particular brand of soda, and it makes me crazy to see that other brand in my minibar, then we'll ensure that other brand isn't there.
Wow, that's down to very specific details.
Well, in short, so things at this level, at our level, we care about things like that. So it's an all subtle version of that. It could be someone's going to a restaurant. You know, you could park the car at the far end of the parking lot, or the car could be there to meet them when they leave. They don't have to spend their precious holiday time doing something as mundane as walking across a huge parking lot.
Well, that address is bespoke.
So, Philippe, let's get into now this A Journey with No Destination, which we find fascinating. I really want you to share with our audience what this is all about. Seemingly aiming to shift the traveler's focus away from the selection and planning of the trip, and the entire itinerary, from the way I understand it, is organized as somewhat of a surprise. So do you interview clients? Walk us through that process.
Absolutely. In all areas of our business, the foundation of what we do is on the person, their motivations, their wishes and desires, and their goal. This particular idea is taking that idea even further. It's basically saying we've noticed that in the past, and most travel companies are focused on selling the places they know and telling people, go here because of this reason. And because we have a different focus on the person, we thought, well, let's start with the person. And generally speaking, our interest is in thinking about travel and thinking differently about how it can help people. So, as you mentioned, we start with a trip planning interview. And over the past few months, we noticed that more and more people were telling us basically how they wanted to feel. They weren't very specific about what they wanted to do. And they said, you know what, I want to feel rested, or I want to have learned this, or have changed in this way. So we thought, why don't we take that to an extreme and challenge people with this idea, challenge people to think differently about travel, and say, how about if we don't tell you where you're going, but we tell tell you that will guarantee that you'll have that outcome.
But Philippe, after you do that interview, you get that information, and literally you have your travelers that are showing up to airports. They have some basic information about maybe what to pack or so forth, and maybe roughly how long the flight time is going to be, but they have no idea where they're going, and you're really providing not only then, but throughout the trip, a spontaneous trip throughout their excursion, correct?
Well, it can be that if someone wants to take it to that extreme, but what we do is they're not completely without a safety net. The only thing they do not need to know is where they're going. But what we do, and this is where it's a challenge for us as well as a challenge for them, is that throughout the planning process, we're constantly coming back to the goal rather than a place. So they might have encounters with someone who can talk about living life in the moment or living with more grace, whatever their outcome is. So they're carried along that journey. Their mind is opened up. And then when they're in country, so they might have received various interesting packages that all focus on them and their goal. And there might be even a packing list that says, you know, very, very late, we say, take a Hawaiian shirt, but also take some warm clothes. So we're playing with them a little bit, but with the objective that they think not about the place, but their personal feelings, their own internal dialogue with questions such as, oh, if it's Costa Rica that they're going to send me to, I wonder how that will feel. But then Newfoundland could be as interesting. So it's the internal dialogue that gets interesting.
And what do you find with clients when you take this planning and destination piece out for them and you shift this focus? What do you find is generally the result when they're finished with their trip?
They're generally happy because we invest a huge amount of time in ensuring they get, because it's a fairly challenging idea.
Right.
We put thought up front. We take active control of the things that they do during their trip. And so they feel a sense of liberation because they've shifted the responsibility entirely onto someone else. And because our team has a particularly rigorous approach to planning trips and to thinking about things.
Well, let me ask you this question real quick, because we're going to have about 30 seconds or so for you to answer. Maybe it's because we're passionate and experienced travelers, you know, Mary and me, Rudy for that matter as well. But isn't part of the fun of travel all the planning and research and coordination that goes into it? What do you find?
It's something that we definitely enjoy. Some of our clients enjoy it as well. And some just want to be liberated from that and shift the responsibility.
And you're trying to give them their time and just say, hey, tell us what you want. We'll go create all of this in a way that is unduplicated. And you're going to have an experience of a lifetime.
That's exactly it. So we've got clients who want to know where they're going and want to have control and involvement, and others who say, I want to expose myself to a different way of thinking about travel.
And release that control, right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
Philippe Brown, we're going to have to leave that there. Thank you very much. That's it. We like the journey with no destination concept. It certainly adds spontaneity to travel, and, you know, it gets us back to making real connections with travel experiences, and that ultimately leads to more adventure. So we like that. For more information, you can visit brownandhudson.com. That's brownandhudson.com. Philippe Brown, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
Fascinating concept. Bespoke travel and a journey with no destination.
It,
love it.
It is. Okay, we're out of time. So up next, we'll head back to London. And